Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Woo!
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
What's up? Morning, studio.
Morning.
Thank you guys for being here. We're going to play blind 90s country karaoke a little later on in the show. Now, here's the situation. We are very excited because we have a lot of money to give away on this show. And this is rare, and usually I have to give away my money, so it ain't very much. Like 10 bucks. But I have a new show coming out. It's going to be on NBC Tuesday night, which is the 26th. It's called Snake in the Grass. But then it goes over to USA Network on August 1st. And so to celebrate the premiere of Snake in the Grass on August 1st, we're going to play Two Truths and a Lie. You have a chance to win $25,000.
Wow. Whoa. What?
Yeah. Whoa. Or more.
Wait, we do? Wait.
Multiple times. You don't. No, listeners do. So
wow.
This is the most money we've ever just given away to a game with callers. Oh, yeah. It's going to happen more than once. So just go over to BobbyBones.com. You'll see the rules, and you can sign up to play, and we'll grab some of you and put you on the air. And there's just a lot of money. We have a lot of money. I can't believe it. I'm going to be honest with you. I can't believe it. So we have a lot of money. It's not one of these things where we just draw. We're going to get multiple people. We're going to play for a lot of days. Somebody's going to win money. You can win $25,000 or more.
This is unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. Wow. Scuba told me, because I'm very excited about the show, and USA Network is like, we want to invest in this show because we believe in it. And this show is all about just spotting the liar. We all think we can hang out with somebody or a group of people and be like, well, I can tell when they're lying. And that's what this show is. And there's other stuff involved. They're flying across stuff and clues. But it's really just boils down to, can you tell when somebody's lying? And so that's the goal as you're watching. But we're going to do that on this show. And it's just a lot of money. And so I'm really excited they're going to give to us. I was
crazy.
Like, hey, maybe we can get $500 from them.
Mm-hmm.
And Scoob was like, oh, no, we got a lot. They gave us a lot more than that.
Wow.
So we're going to do it upright. Be sure to watch Snake in the Grass. The NBC premiere is the 26th, but the USA premiere, which I really need you to watch, is Monday, August 1st. So that being said, cool. Go to BobbyBones.com and sign up. How are we going to do it, Scoob? We're going to call them. We're going to just look, draw somebody, like a bunch of random people.
Yes, we have to randomly do a drawing, and then we'll call them and bring them on the air and play
Multiple people to play the game. It's like a game we play all the time on the show. You can win up $25,000. Okay, so there's that. I want to say that to start the show. Everybody feeling good?
Yeah.
Lunchbox like started shaking. He thought.
I thought I was about to win $25,000.
Why would I play a game for that much money for you?
Like, you get paid to be here.
Yeah, that's the game you get to play. Come in and can you do a good job on the air?
I mean, sometimes you like to put up $10, $10, $20. I thought you were up. Oh, my gosh. I thought, wow, this is like hitting the lottery.
But a listener will be able to win. I'm just going to say this. If you come on and it's multiple levels, you come on day one. Can I say day one? What's going to happen?
Yes. Yeah, you can say it. Yeah.
So, like, next week, we'll bring someone on. Let's say it's Morgan. Morgan's on. All right, Morgan, we're going to do two truths and a lie. Can you identify the lie? And then we play the game. Like Morgan, I say, Morgan, my shirt is black.
Truth.
Well, no, hold on. My hat. What color hat?
Black.
It's black too?
You can't see it?
No, I forgot what I wore. My hat is black. I'm wearing my watch on my left wrist. Now, if she gets this right, she wins the money for the first day. So which one's the lie?
The wallet or the watch.
Yes, because I'm left-handed. I wear my watch on my right wrist. Now, if you get it right day one, you win $5,000.
Oh, my goodness.
What? That's it. You just won $5,000.
What?
Right. No, it's an example, Morgan. It's an example.
But Scuba, that's right, right?
That's exactly right,
and then
yeah.
Everybody who plays, the four during that week, come back, and then they're competing for big money.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Dang. So that's all. It's the easiest, most money game we've ever played. That being said, we're good, everybody?
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited.
We could even play around.
Okay.
No, stop. Oh. You're not getting any money. You get paid.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good.
These people that listen get paid.
But not to do this.
Oh.
Okay, we have an interview we're about to do here. Let me introduce you guys. We're about to talk to Katie Offerman. About Katie Offerman, she's from New Braunfels, Texas. She grew up playing the accordion and the fiddle and the mandolin and the piano and the violin. She grew up on a horse farm. Her dad homeschooled her in the barn. She played polka music because she knew how to play these instruments, and they were like, hey, let's polka tour. She's like, okay. She just got married in May, and she met her husband through a mutual friend. Here is her song, Don't Do It in Texas.
Just don't do it in Texas.
It is now time to talk to Katie Offerman.
Go!
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Katie Offerman.
So I did a podcast with Katie, and it was so interesting. I said, hey, come by the radio show too. Katie, good to see you again.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Your story is so interesting. You know, I want to start with, you were homeschooled on your ranch in a barn.
Yeah.
So what is a typical school day like?
Oh, man. Well, we used to get up like at 4 a.m. My dad was training horses, but he also was like trying to run marathons. And so we'd get up at 4 a.m. I was a chubby little kid, you know, and so like he'd want to get up and go run down our mile-long ranch road. And that pissed me off.
Was it like P.E.? Was he like, this is school?
Well, yeah, probably he thought it like put instill good character in me. It actually just made me mad. And so we'd do that as a family, like my mom, my dad, and me would go run on the road, come back. You know, classic Texas homeschooler. We'd have our Bible study, and then we'd go out to the barn and get to business like at 7 a.m. So I was done by noon, and then my dad would take me out on the ranch and like teach me how to start a fire with a magnifying glass.
Things that kids should know.
I've used that a lot in my life.
Usually taught by other kids.
Right.
But you say you had no friends. What about the goats? What about the horse? Did you name them?
So many animal friends. Yeah, I mean, like I had Susie, my cow. Coco was my mean pony that was gifted to me because she bucked another kid off.
You got a secondhand pony.
Right, I did. I did. But we had everything. We had dogs, guineas, not guinea pigs, but guineas the bird, turkeys, chickens, you know. Sometimes we'd come home and they'd be slaughtered in the backyard from the raccoons or the whatever it gets them. I can't remember. Mountain lions, whatever, bobcats. Yeah.
I'm getting sadder. The more animals you mention that kill, I'm getting sadder. She's like, you know, just foxes. I want to play a clip of Don't Do It in Texas. This is from Katie Offerman.
Just don't do it in Texas. Don't do me that wrong. Don't want it.
So how instrumental is Texas in your country music?
Texas is my foundation, you know. I'm also just, I feel like, one of those proud Texans, as any Texan is. But even just, like, growing up on the ranch or playing triple fiddles in a Western swing band across Texas, you know, like, I've put in a lot of hours and miles in Texas, and that has shaped me to who I am and the music, too. Like, you know, Bob Wills or, you know, like, even Johnny Gimble. Like, I used to listen to music and love hearing, like, what was that fiddle solo or what was that, you know? And, people like Johnny Gimble, like fiddle player, like who my age even knows who he is.
But can you hear something and play it back on fiddle just by ear?
Yeah, it depends on like how complicated it is.
But if you just heard, you could just,
I mean, yeah, just like that. Yeah, I mean, for the most part, I mean, you know, I don't know. Don't. No,
I'm not even going to test you.
Did you bring your fiddle? I'm going to start singing you melodies.
You're so like in just all these instruments, like you, the accordion, that big thing that's a piano, and then the buttons on the side with the strap. You, the fact that you played the accordion. And then you played it in a polka band and you toured at 12 or 30. Like, my mind is blown because that seems like there's a lot going on in that accordion.
There's a lot going on.
It's like pushing in and buttons and piano. It's like all that, right?
Yeah, I think that's why it's in the closet right now. Because it's just, you know, there's only so many hours in the day. That thing, I mean, man, if you stop playing that thing, you get rusty really fast.
Is it super heavy?
It's heavy. I mean, I put it on like a couple weeks ago. I have the same accordion I had when I was 10, whenever I started. And even when I put it on now, I'm like, my God, you know, I'm exhausted. So I've been looking at really cheap, small accordions on Amazon. So
same.
Yeah, right.
Except I don't know how to play one.
We can do dueling accordions.
You're playing the Opry September 2nd.
I am.
It's your debut.
I'm really excited.
Who's going to come watch?
Oh, man. Well, my dad keeps calling, telling me that some of his friends are driving up from Texas. I'm like, who are people? He's like, you remember Gene and whatever? I'm like, I don't actually. Leroy's coming, I heard. So Leroy, if you're listening, I'm excited you're coming. But my family, you know, Colby's mom's coming, my husband, my mother-in-law, she's coming, and they're splitting time. My father-in-law is going with their other child to the Iowa game because they're big football fans. That's kind of my main flaw, is I'm not a sports person. So I know you are.
Yeah, I'm a big sports person.
Right, as most people are.
Yeah, I'm a big sports person. But it's exciting. You're playing the Opry the first time ever.
I'm really excited. The Opry is kind of, to me, the thing that makes it such a big deal is, like, I remember, my grandparents aren't alive anymore, but I remember, like, being on their porch and listening to records and talking about life and everything. And it was like, man, the Opry was something that they got. They were like, wow, the chance to be able to play that one day. They wouldn't even have a clue what a publishing deal was or a record deal. Like, huh? You know? But I remember my parents driving me up when I was little, and my grandparents driving me up when I was little, and we went and saw, like, Alison Krauss at the Opry. And it's just, like, to me, it's the best. It was like going to church.
It was my grandmother, too, that got me so interested and now invested, because I work with the Opry and perform at the Opry.
Yeah.
Same thing. She wouldn't know what any of this stuff is that I do. But if I were to have told her I could play the Opry, she would be like, that's the coolest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
The first time I went up, I will do comedy there, and I don't cover jokes. Jokes, something you don't cover. That's not really a thing. But I did. I covered my grandmother's favorite joke from Jerry Clower my first time up as my final joke, because I was just like, she would think this is the coolest
thing
ever.
Awesome.
So now I'm going to cover a joke that she loved. It's super special. I'm excited for you.
Thank you. I know they're going to be watching from above, but, you know, it's going to be a really special thing. And I can't wait. Now I'm like, am I going to get to play there again? You know, it's easy to start thinking about the next thing, but I'm just excited, honestly.
Her name is Katie Offerman. You guys can follow her at Katie Offerman with a C. And don't be surprised. I went to her Instagram, and you can watch her sing in real life. I mean, she sing with, not in a studio, but then she grabs a fiddle and she kills the fiddle, and you're just like, what in the world's happening? So quite the accomplished musician, but really great singer. I know it was, you said it was late till you found your voice, like your literal voice, but wow, really great.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, I feel like I was saying earlier, it's like God gifted me with about 10 notes. So I think he knew that I knew what to do with that, because there's a lot of people out there, because, man, I think all the time, I'm like, and I'll admit it, you'll find 1,000 girls that can sing just, you know, all around me. That's not going to be me. But I just hope that whatever I do and whatever I say, I hope somebody believes, you know? And I hope that it is meaningful. And because that's all I can do. All I can do is stand up there and play my songs and hope that somebody believes me, you know?
We're going to play Happy Land Trailer Park.
Let's do it.
You wrote this with Joe Clemens and Rodney Clausen.
Yes.
It's a pretty good room. So give me the gist of this song, so when I play it, people understand what they're hearing.
Yeah. It says in the song, everybody's got a different definition of the good stuff. And so, you know, yeah, it says Happy Land Trailer Park. And I have since Googled Happy Land Trailer Park, and it does exist. So I'm thinking it could be a road trip in my near future. But it's like, man, if it doesn't have to be a trailer park. Whatever your happy place is, if that's sitting on your couch with a cup of coffee, you know, if it's with somebody you love, if it isn't, I have a sense of adventure. So for me, it's like, where can I go that I haven't been? Whatever that thing or that place or that person is in your life, it's like, I hope you find it, because life is short. And we wrote this in the middle of COVID and everybody was kind of down. It's just like, man, go find that thing that like burns a fire inside of you, you know? And heck, maybe it will be Happyland Trailer Park when I drive there in Canada. And there is one in Canada and Oklahoma. So
I choose the Oklahoma one.
Right.
It'd be easier to get to. Yeah.
I'm going to go to both. I'll report back. But no, this has been so fun. And also, y'all were the first people. Like, I never heard myself on the radio before. And this song, y'all took a chance on and played. And that was really, really special. So I'm glad that people got to hear this song.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. The 82-game preseason, I do finger quotes on that. It's in the books. It's over. It's finally time for the real season, which is the NBA playoffs. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code BONES. New customers can bet. Listen to this. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Put in the code BONES, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Again, $5 and you get $200 in bonus bets instantly. I've never heard it that good. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help's available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777. Or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Sleep next level with a Sleep Number smart bed. It's the only bed that lets you adjust each side to your ideal firmness and comfort, your Sleep Number setting. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. All right, let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby. I need some input on a disagreement between my husband and I. My husband is the best man in his friend's wedding this fall, and his best man, he's responsible for planning the bachelor party. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Oh, no. My husband started to plan a night of golfing and dinner, but then the groom asked, when are we going to the gentleman's club? My husband informed me I hadn't planned on going to a gentleman's club, but the groom is insisting. I do not agree with my husband going. He insists he has to go if that's what his friend wants because it's his bachelor party. But I've included my husband. Based on my religious beliefs, going to this type of club is the equivalent of cheating. I also feel that the tradition for a bachelor party is meant to let the groom have one last crazy night, but my husband already tied the knot years ago, so he doesn't need a crazy night. My husband feels I'm way overreacting. Since most of you on the show are married, what are your thoughts on you, your spouse, going to a gentleman's club? Am I overreacting to this, or should I let him go and push down my feelings about it, or should my husband respect my feelings and tell his friends that he will decline to participate in this part of the night? Please help. Any input is greatly appreciated from a disputing wife. Here's the thing. In your home, you have your value system, and that should rank above everything else. Now, your husband can plan all of it. He could actually pass it down and go, you know, for me, my morals do not allow me to go to this. Or if his do, and he's like, hey, my wife's going to kill me. I can't take part in this part of it. So I'm going to pass it over to you, and you have to plan this. So I'm going to go off, and I'm going to dinner, and I'm not going to go to that part. There is nothing wrong with that. I'll say, first of all, I've never been to a gentleman's club ever. That's not an equivalent to cheating to me. But I've never been. If you ain't doing the cheating, I don't think that's cheating. It's not for me. I don't think it's cheating. But if in your house that's the rule, then that's the rule. I don't think he has to do it. I don't think he has to go. Because if the groom's like, all right, I'm getting married, we all got to go kill somebody. Well, you're the groom.
Yeah, it's your party.
It's your party.
You've always wanted.
And there's not like a line that eventually, like, well, no. The line is where it's set in your house. So I would say if this is something you're strongly against, communicate that. Hopefully he's receptive to that. And then he doesn't go, you are not out of your mind to say that and believe that. So everybody on the show is going to have a different opinion about this. I can already tell. Lunchbox is set up in his chair so high, he's just waiting to tell. He's like shot out of a rocket. So I say you are fine to say this and to enforce this. And I hope that if you feel that that's what you need to do, you do it. My opinion. Lunchbox.
Quit being the nagging wife. I mean, geez, he's going to a club where some women dance. He sits in a chair, has some beers with his friends. What's wrong with that? It's just like watching the movie Magic Mike. Oh my gosh, are you cheating if you watch Magic Mike?
Well, it's a bit different. One, because you don't see ding dong, ding dong. And then two, it's on the screen. It's not humans.
Who cares if it's humans? He's there for his guys. He's here with the boys, hanging out. He doesn't have to, you know, go up and get lap dances. Just because you're going doesn't mean you're going to get lap dances and go up and give dollar bills to the stage. You can sit in your chair, drink beers. Nothing wrong with it. Quit being the nagging wife. And if you want to see how fun it is, go with him before the bachelor party and go to a club with
him.
That's
your advice to her against morally.
Get out of here.
I'm not.
It ain't cheating either. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Agree. And almost all my friends have been. And I agree. It isn't something that they're like, it's like a huge deal to a dude. It's like to my dude friends that have been, it's like, yeah, it was fun. But it's not like a big thing where they're like, oh, I finally just can't wait. It's just dumb and fun, right? So I don't think guys are looking at it as like, this is my night to just go crazy. And it's not. It's not a big deal to a guy. That being said, if it's such a big deal to you for him not to go, that ranks above what he wants to do. But Lunchbox, you've spoken. Thank you.
Yeah, don't let him be the nerd at the bachelor party. Oh, my wife said I can't go. I got to stay in the hotel.
He obviously has no problem with it because he's like, I need to go. Yeah. You know, so he does not have those same religious and moral beliefs that I feel like. Amy.
Well, I mean, I think that he does want to have a healthy relationship with his wife, and sometimes that's hearing what the other person's needs are, and she should not push down these thoughts at all. No. If this is how you feel, you express them, and if he chooses to go knowing how you feel,
and he knows that.
Then we have bigger issues, because he should want to respect you just as you would respect him if the tables were turned.
Eddie?
I don't know why.
Say what you really feel.
I don't know why bachelors have to go to strip clubs.
I know, it's dumb. Like, it's a dumb tradition.
I don't, because guys, for me, I've been married for a long time, and it's always a thing. You're going to a bachelor party, are you going to a gentleman's club? And I'm just like, it's always, I would go, but since my wife has a problem with it, I'm always the one that says, hey, let's just, who wants to go, who doesn't want to go? I'll stay. All right, the three of us will stay, the rest of you guys go. I've been in this situation two times in my life, and one time I went, I got in big trouble. The next time, hey, I'll admit, got in big trouble. The next time, I said, guys, who's staying with me? Three of us. Cool. The rest of you guys have fun.
It's just not that big of a deal to a dude. That's my point, meaning it's just dumb for a guy. But if it's so important for him not to go to you, I don't think he should go.
Right.
I agree with what you did, and you stayed home the second time, probably because you learned.
I learned.
You got grounded.
I've been there. Sometimes you got to get grounded in order to learn your lesson. You know what I mean? So stay strong, disputing wife. I think he should stay home and not go. But oh, you think, man, he's a nerd.
He's a nerd, he, if he doesn't go. He's going to be laughed at. All the guys are back. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, but, okay, no. Would you rather be laughed at by dudes you see every once in a while, or have your wife want to kill you every day that you see all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the answer.
At. Or tell your wife to relax a little
Eddie,
bit.
And that never works.
The words at? Relax a little bit to my wife, never.
It actually makes things worse.
Never make her relax. I say things to help her relax. Like, hey, what time to rub your shoulders? Time to rub your feet? Hey, you want to go tomorrow? You have a picnic? You know what helps her not relax? Relax. Like a little bit. That never works. All right. Thank you for the email, disputing wife. You're all good. That is the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Starting us off on Fun Fact Friday, here is Amanda.
Fun Fact Friday. Your foot is as long as your forearm, like your old and radius bone, your forearm. Yeah, that's the same size as your foot. Love y'all. Bye.
Your foot. Let me do this.
Right here?
Yeah.
I'm in a gamma twister up here.
Let's see.
Yeah. My foot's been growing a little bit, though. Oh,
so gosh. It's bigger than your forearm?
My forearm. It seems like my foot's a little longer than my forearm. That's interesting, though. I bet there's some truth to that.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yeah! All right, around the room, everybody brings a fun fact. Amy, you're up.
Nicolas Cage was once arrested for public intoxication and bailed out by a fan who happened to be a bail bondsman.
That's pretty funny.
The bail bondsman, Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Hey,
wow, it just elevated. Funny. It went from a cool story to a really cool story. All right, fun fact, Lunchbox, you're up.
Jennifer Lopez is the reason we have Google Images. That separate tab when you go to Google and you click Images, they created that after the 2000 Grammys. Jennifer Lopez wore a dress. So many people were searching it. They were like, we got to create an Images page.
That and green one?
The green open. Versace.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
That's how we got Google Images.
You're smiling really weird and creepy.
You guys
right now.
Don't think that's...
I do. Google I think it's images. Interesting.
That is so interesting that Jennifer Lopez, I mean, she brings us music, movies, and Google Images.
All right.
That's how we can Google hotties in swimsuits. And
there it went. There it went. All right, Eddie, you have a fun fact. Go.
The first speeding ticket ever issued was in 1896, and he was going 8 miles per hour.
He got a speeding ticket for going 8?
Because, like on a horse?
No, it was in a car, but The speed limit was 2. Buddy.
How do you go 2 in a car?
I don't know, man.
How do you go 2 walking?
No acceleration, I guess.
Wow, so what was the ticket? Did it say? Money? No, beans?
They said at that time it was a record. Like, whoa, this is the fastest anyone has gone.
But there's no, like, what they charged them, what the penalty was?
No.
Morgan, your fun fact.
So before alarm clocks existed, people used nails fixed onto candles to wake up. So they knew how to calculate the candle burning time. It would put the nail at the right time they wanted to wake up, And as soon as the candle melted, the nail would fall, make a noise, wake the person up.
What? Oh, it's like ice, right? You put something on ice, it melts. It's
and then it falls. Yeah. Oh, I'm up.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
There were also people called knockers that you would hire, and they would come with sticks, and they were like the neighborhood wake, and they'd pack on the window to wake people up.
Wow.
But the problem is, what if the knocker fell asleep? Who'd the knocker hire? Yeah. It's like, who did your therapist go to for therapy? Yeah, so, yeah, wow. That's pretty cool. It was like literally you hear the alarm. It's a nail hitting the ground.
Yep.
That's a good one. Mine's back in the day, too. So George Washington was really tall for back in the day. He was in the 0.5% of tall people. He was 6'2". The average male was 5'5".
Wow.
Back in that time.
Wow, Ray'd be a giant.
Ray would be, well, normal. I don't know about giant, but he'd be normal. What are you, Ray?
5'6", but shrinking.
But if you were 6'2", you were like a 6'8 or 6'9 guy now. So, and George Washington was massive at the time. But, he, you know, George Washington, he was like a crazy military guy, right?
The general.
Yeah, we just think of him as being the guy with the puffy hair. And, of course, he was a general. But, like, he was, like, really popular and, like, really aggressive fighting. He was a, you know, big fighter, won a lot of battles. But I thought being 6'2", I knew I missed my time. Well, yeah, I'm 6'1". They asked me at the doctor how tall I was the other day. And I said, I don't know. Why don't we measure? And I knew I had on some really tall shoes. 6'1".
Yeah, talk to
you. I said what I said. I'll leave it there.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay!
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
There's a little girl. Her name is Avery. And right now she's 9 years old. But over the past few years, she has operated her own lemonade stand. And some kids that do that, they like to pocket the cash for themselves. But not Avery. She has been donating all of the money to local animal shelters. And before you think I'm talking like $30, $50, $100, she just raised $1,040 for an animal shelter just last week in Pennsylvania.
That's really great. You know, you almost got to be a kid with a lemonade stand these days. I don't think if Lunchbox were just selling lemonade on the side of the road.
We should try it.
We should try that.
I also think maybe somebody would shut them down for not having a permit or...
Well, you know, there's some places shut kids down for not having a permit, which is so sad.
Yeah.
But I mean, I get it. But the cool part, too, is that Avery wants to be a veterinarian when she grows up, so that's why she's so passionate about selling the lemonade to help out the animals.
Avery, that's awesome. I don't know if you're listening, but if you are, that's really cool, and I hope you keep doing that. And I'd love to see Lunchbox try a lemonade stand.
Yeah.
Me
just
too.
Just randomly. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dog's water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. It's time for easy trivia. Amy, you're up first.
Okay.
Company slogans is the category. Just Do It is the slogan of what company?
Nike.
Correct. Lunchbox. Breakfast of Champions is the slogan of what cereal?
Wheaties.
Correct. Our returning champion, he is wearing a crown because he is last season's champion.
Yes.
It's a tiara.
Yes.
I don't like it. It's,
a crown, though.
No, it's like it's a tiara. Yeah, it is. It keeps going and going and going, Eddie. What slogan? What company?
That's Energizer.
Correct. Morgan, Taste the Rainbow is the slogan of what candy?
Skittles.
That is correct. Nice job, everybody. You would move on to the next round. Now, if you miss it, you're eliminated. And not only are you eliminated, you're boned.
You've been boned.
You don't want to hear that. All right, it's easy. It's still going to be super easy this round. The category is sports.
Oh, awesome.
Amy, a puck is used in what professional sport?
Hockey.
Correct. Lunchbox, how many holes are there on the golf course?
18.
Good. Eddie, how many points is a field goal worth in football?
Field goal is 3 points.
Correct.
Whoa.
Morgan, how many bases are there on a baseball field?
There are 4 bases.
Yeah, I would have taken 4 or 3, honestly, because you could have said home plate's plate.
I know, I was like,
yeah.
It's home.
We'll go with 4. Good, good, good. All right, you're all moving on. Nice Woo! Job. All right. It gets a little harder. Amy, great whites and hammerheads in the category of animals are what type of animal?
Sharks.
Correct. Lunchbox, what country is the home of the kangaroo?
Australia.
Good. Eddie, what's a brontosaurus?
It's a dinosaur.
Good. Morgan, what do you call young frogs or toads? What's a tiny frog or toad?
Oh, a young... Oh, my gosh. A tadpole.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's tough.
I just read them as a list.
Oh, man.
The next category...
Classic cartoons.
Oh.
Easy trivia.
Okay.
Amy, what's the name of Winnie the Pooh's donkey friend?
The donkey is Eeyore.
The donkey is Eeyore. Lunchbox, the Mystery Machine is a vehicle from what famous cartoon?
Scooby-Doo.
Correct. He's smarter than the average bear. But what's the name of that smart person?
That's a Yogi Boo Boo. That's Yogi Bear.
Correct. Good job. Bedrock. Morgan.
Oh, boy.
Bedrock is the home of what classic cartoon family?
I do believe that is the Flintstones.
Okay, we're all still here. Woo! This never happens for everybody to last this long. The category is
Presidents.
Oh, Eddie's got this round.
Shoot.
Amy, what's the minimum age to be president?
35.
Correct. Did you guys miss that one?
Oh,
no, 100%. I got that one.
Okay. Lunchbox, what president is associated with chopping down a cherry tree?
Huh?
If you win this one, you're in the lead for the season, Lunchbox.
Yeah, well, I don't know a president chopped down a cherry tree.
Oh, gosh.
What president is associated with chopping down a cherry tree?
Man. But I know he's not a president. The only first thing that popped in my head was Johnny Appleseed, but he ain't a president.
Or was he?
No, Johnny Appleseed is not a president.
What president was associated with chopping down the cherry tree?
What does a cherry tree have to do with being a president? I don't understand. Jefferson.
Well, the story goes, true or false, true or not true, that this president said, I cannot tell a lie. When his dad said, hey, who chopped down the cherry tree? He said, I can't lie. I chopped down the cherry tree. And so from that story, we're supposed to believe that he was a great, great man who couldn't lie. He's so honest. And that president was?
George Washington.
You've been boned.
What? But his nickname, I thought you were going to say Abraham Lincoln because his name's Honest Abe. What
more than one person can be honest.
Yeah.
No one knows
Eddie,
that.
What president's on the $5? They just answered the question.
Well, yeah, after you gave the whole story.
Well, we knew it. But it's okay.
What president's on the $5 bill, Eddie?
Aye,
aye, aye.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. The one is George. The 10 is Hamilton. 20 is Jefferson.
What president is on the $5 bill, Eddie?
Bones, I think it's Abraham Lincoln.
Is that your answer?
I think, yeah.
Correct.
Wow.
Scuba looked up in disgust when you didn't know that answer.
Why? That's hard.
$5. $10 bill, another $5.
Ask not what your country can do for you, Morgan. Ask what you can do for your country is a quote from what president?
Dang, I could have finished the quote. Don't know I know the president, though.
Johnny Appleseed.
That was a solid one. Oh, it's not. Okay. Was it one of the ones that fought in a war? Not that I know their names, but probably one of those. John Adams? That'd be cool. Yeah, that's all I got in my brain. So, John Adams.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. That would be JFK.
Dang!
You've been boned.
Well, I bragged on all of you that you all got to that round and then two of you died off. Amy and Eddie, you're moving on.
You're the two smartest.
The category is science.
No. Oh,
that was tough.
Amy, what's the colored part of the human eye called?
Okay, it's called the iris.
The Goo Goo Dolls sang a song about it. It is iris.
That's correct. Yeah. Good one, Amy.
Okay, thank you.
Eddie, what's the name of the table of chemical elements arranged in order of atomic number?
Yes. That is the periodic table.
That's correct. Amy, in the same category of science, what's the name of the sugar-rich liquid that bees collect from plants and they use to make honey?
Nectar.
Correct.
Oh my gosh, she's so good.
That's a good one. How many senses do humans have, Eddie?
Smell, taste, see, hear, and touch. 5.
Correct. Next category, Disney villains.
No.
Let's go.
Amy, Cruella de Vil is a villain in what Disney movie?
101 Dalmatians.
Yes. Eddie, Scar is the villain in what Disney movie?
That is The Lion King.
Correct. Amy, Ursula is the villain in what Disney movie?
Little Mermaid?
Correct.
Oh, my gosh.
Jafar is the villain in what Disney movie?
That's Aladdin.
Correct. The category is superheroes.
Yes, let's go.
What superhero's real name is Peter Parker, Amy?
Spider-Man.
Correct. Eddie, Steve Rogers.
What the? Steve who?
What superhero's real name is Steve Rogers?
Steve Rogers? I have never heard of Steve Rogers. That's Captain America.
Correct.
Wow, I've never heard of that.
Amy, what superhero's real name is Bruce Banner?
Batman.
Let's go.
Did I just get boned? I don't know.
You've been boned.
Who is it? I don't.
The Hulk.
Oh.
Wow, Eddie. Whatever. For the win.
Let's go.
Wakanda is the fictional home to what superhero?
Bones for the win. Give me Black Panther.
That's correct. There he is. Yeah! Come on. He hit him with a Steve Rogers and held on tight.
I have no idea about Steve Rogers. That's crazy.
You did it again, Eddie. You take the lead in the series. Say something to your people.
Oh, guys. Hey, we're going to win this one. Stay with me. Don't worry. We're going to win this
one. Our big winner, Eddie. Nice job. A voicemail from Andy in New York.
I was just wondering if Ray's Song of the Summer is out yet. We're pretty well into the summer at this point. Just curious if there's any news on that one yet. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Appreciate that. Ray told us months ago he knew a secret song of the summer that was coming out. It was a collab, and the whole music industry was going to be like bopping along. Oh, I don't know the song either. Where is it?
So it is out, but I checked in our system. We have a thing called Music Point. It just hasn't been sent to radio yet for whatever reason. I don't know what they're waiting for, but I did DM. I probably won't get a response, but the artists that are involved in it, I DM'd them and I was like, hey, when is radio going to get to play
this
song?
But if it's out, you can say the song.
But I mean, maybe it's a secret single that they haven't told anybody about and they wanted them.
A secret single, but it's like everybody just wants their songs played regardless, single or not.
But you know how they say impacting radio.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. They will never say, but don't play it.
But I don't know if they're ready for it to impact.
Okay, here we go.
Who did you DM?
Okay.
They're not ready for the impact.
Ray also has an envelope in there, and he has somebody in country music that has secretly got a divorce or is getting a divorce,
mm-hmm.
and he sealed it.
Correct.
When he knew it.
In March.
It was that long ago.
And Scuba signed it, so it's official.
But we still don't know who it is, and they haven't announced it yet.
Haven't announced it. I haven't seen it on any websites.
Do you still think they're getting divorced or are divorced?
Yeah, no. The person that told me it was in total confidence. They said, yeah, I can't believe nobody's talking about it.
Major star.
Oh, yeah. Huge.
And someone we're not going to expect.
You could expect it, but, I mean, they've been in the studio and stuff. Everything seems hunky-dory.
Like they've been here together? A lot?
No, they've been here.
They've been here since the divorce?
Yeah.
Since the divorce.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we just don't know they're divorced.
Correct.
Oh.
Why do you say it like that?
Okay. Because, I mean, that's correct.
Yeah. And so it's not anyone that I've texted you privately.
No.
Like on rumors that I've heard. And now I'm texting Ray all like the secret stuff I hear. Now he gets all my information too because I'm just trying to figure out who it is. And he's like, nope.
Don't do that.
So there's probably nothing in there and he's just getting all the inside.
No, there's something.
Okay. Well, mm-hmm. those two things mm-hmm. we don't know the answer to yet.
Hopefully soon though.
That's what you've said. You've said it since March.
Probably secret because it's private.
All right.
The Bob and Bone Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
A surgeon is in trouble after removing a belly button without consent during surgery. A woman was getting an umbilical hernia repaired and something went wrong, so he had to remove the belly button. Well, the problem is he failed to even ever tell her about it post-op, and she was wrapped up in bandages for a week. Finally, she was able to remove them, and she looked down, and she had no belly button.
What's the big deal?
He didn't tell her.
It's a belly button. I have a third of a belly button from a surgery when I was a kid. I've never once cried and thought, I wish I had a belly button. It's not a big deal.
But he never disclosed, hey, so this could go wrong, and I might have to remove your belly button.
Do it's
I
not
have
a pancreas.
Your consent? And
That's
then
true.
Also, he never told her, and she was surprised.
That I can understand, but how is this a news story? It ain't a big deal.
Well, he's in trouble.
I support this doctor.
Really?
Like the board
from doctor
of
to doctor?
Surgeons or health or something, they're investigating
We have to
him.
Vote on this every year, the board of doctors.
Oh, yeah, okay. You're a doctor
He
now.
Messed up, but it just sounds like a big story for a belly button does nothing.
But it's a belly button. Like, it'd be weird if I looked down and my belly button was gone.
He didn't take it by accident. He took it because it needed to be taken in the surgery and then just forgot to write a little note. Oopsie.
Mm-hmm.
And so now...
Right. He should have that one.
Okay. Well, okay. Oopsie. Fine him $50.
$50?
Let him get back to work. Belly button, I don't think that's that big a deal. All right, what else?
Authorities are reminding people to watch out for online cat scams. A recent case involved the loss of $24,000 worth of gift cards to buy a Sphinx cat that was listed online.
You would have fallen for this.
This is a Sphinx cat. That's the hairless one. Mm-hmm. And according to the feds, cases like these are not uncommon, so stay alert.
Well, you paid how much for a cat that never came?
I just did the deposit.
Okay.
How much was that?
I'm not saying.
Okay, so that's my point.
Oh, my God.
And then we start talking about it on the air and saying we're going to out the person, and all of a sudden Amy gets a refund.
Yeah.
And they kept saying, no, we can't find the cat.
They were in Louisiana, mm-hmm. let's
hey,
just
and what's
say.
Hey, what's that shady? Like someone selling cats from Louisiana. Yeah. I'm kidding. It means nothing. All right, what else?
You may know Dylan Scott from his song My Girl.
Yeah, that's my girl in the passenger seat.
Well, it turns out he grew up 30 minutes away from Tim McGraw in Louisiana, but they have never met. And he said he's been in Nashville for 11 years now, just waiting and waiting for the day that he crosses paths with Tim McGraw. And I was just, got me curious, like, for you, Bobby, is there anybody in town that you haven't met or interviewed yet that you're just waiting to cross paths with or interview?
No, I'd say more like avoiding. Like, that's happen. That's still happening.
That's funny.
I do that a lot. Where, yeah. No, I think we're pretty lucky on the show that we've built this monster of we're in hundreds of cities and we get to kind of pick, right? That's cool. But there are people that I just am avoiding.
So you're not waiting?
I'm not waiting. I'm like the opposite of waiting. So yeah, they'll meet. But
at
also,
some point.
Also, Dylan Scott's like, man, he's right down the road. Never got to play with him in the yard. He's like 20 years older than you, man. You can't play in the cul-de-sac with Tim McGraw.
That's right. True. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Kim Durkee bought an Apple Watch because, you know, she wants to track her fitness. Oh, how many steps did I get? Oh, whew. After that run, what's my heart rate? Well, in May, she goes to sleep. Middle of the night, Apple Watch wakes her up and says her heart numbers are off. It's her, I don't even know how to say these words, atrial fibrillation.
Why would you try? And why would you take that story?
No, just let me get going.
I'm with you. I like the story. But
and she's annoyed. It wakes her up in the middle of the night. She's like, man, this stupid watch. Goes back to sleep. Next night, it wakes her up again.
What did it say? Yeah.
Her numbers were off. Her atrial fibrillation.
Yeah. Oh. I wouldn't know how to say that either, honestly.
It is off.
Yeah. Her heart, like, I'd say her heart's messed up. Her numbers are off.
And she goes, if this watch does it again, I'm going to throw it in the trash.
Oh.
She goes to sleep. Third night in a row, wakes her up. She goes, okay, I'm going to go to the emergency room and I'm going to see what's going on. There was a tumor growing, blocking her heart.
Wow.
And the watch alerted her to it and she had surgery and there was a 4 centimeter. And it was growing rapidly, and she would have died.
You aren't that off, unless it's called an atrial fibrillation.
But
possibly,
yeah.
That's whatever. But what I say, atrial.
But
atrial.
The R and it doesn't matter. But you weren't that off. But
well, it's spelled A-T.
Yeah, we're good on that. Spelling.
A trial.
Atrial, maybe. But my father-in-law has this, and it's AFib. That's an easy way to say it, so that you don't have to try to say the whole thing. Just AFib.
Why didn't they write that in the story?
Yeah, why didn't they write that in the story? They trying to write their big words. But yes.
I wouldn't have gone to the emergency room, though. I might have called and been like, hey, can I get in next week? This is saying this. I wouldn't have gone. I need to go to the emergency room.
I mean, how crazy is it that the third night she's finally like, okay, I'm going to go to the ER. And if they tell me nothing's wrong, I'm going to throw this watch away. And her blood supply to the heart was being cut off.
Crazy.
She's going to die.
Yeah, that's awesome. Wow, you see, really dramatic there, too.
And so she had surgery and the tumor's gone. Boom.
Boom. All right, there you go. Great story. You know what my Apple Watch does? Nothing. I don't know how to do anything with it.
Well, then you're good. You're healthy.
I don't know that it does that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything for me except tell time and dies. That's all it is. All right, that's it. Thank you, guys. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it. Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.